Chapter 14. Dinner for Breakfast. A moment later, I land on the familiar floor of our basement in Smithville. Nana's technique worked! Yes! How incredible is my Nana? I check to make sure we're all here. Yep, we are. There's Jonah jumping up from the basement floor and brushing off his pajamas, and Prince running in excited circles. And there's Nana, looking at the magic mirror bolted onto the wall. Aw, she's staring at the mirror so longingly. She must miss going into stories. I sure am glad Nana went into Little Red Riding Hood with us. I can't believe you had a portal when you were a kid, Nana, I say. Nana turns from the mirror to me and smiles. You and Jonah are very lucky, she says. You've had amazing adventures, with more to come. The mirror begins swirling in the center. Yay! That means Mary Rose, the fairy who lives in our mirror, is going to talk to us. The outline of Mary Rose's face and her long wavy hair appear in the mirror. Hello, Nana, Mary Rose says. I'm glad you got to join your grandchildren in the story. Nana grins. It was wonderful going into a fairy tale, just like when I was a girl. Except this time, I didn't just watch, I helped out. You more than helped out, I say to Nana. I don't know what I would have done without you. Me neither, Jonah says. We both wrap Nana in a hug. Do you remember what we discussed? Mary Rose asks Nana gently. How I must remain a secret? Nana nods. Yes, I understand the rules. She looks at me and Jonah. I won't tell your parents about this. I don't like keeping secrets from them, but I know this is a special case. Whew! Thank you, Nana, I say, feeling even more grateful. Nana nods. Well, it's important that you keep trying to free Mary Rose from the mirror, she says. I have faith in them, Mary Rose says. And Abby and Jonah, now you know why you were chosen to go into stories.
I do?
Wait a minute. I do! Because going into stories runs in our family, I say. It just skipped a generation. Oh, now it all makes sense. I knew it couldn't be a coincidence that our Nana had a magic portal, and we do too. Exactly, Mary Rose says. I knew you were the right ones, and your Nana has prepared you well. She really has, I say, thinking of the big book of fairy tales. And one day, Mary Rose, I promise, we will get you out of that mirror. Mary Rose smiles, and then the mirror starts rippling. That always means Mary Rose is going back deeper inside the mirror. After a minute, she's gone.
Well, Nana says, I guess it's time for Abby to go to Penny's. Why don't you call her and let her know you're coming? I nod, but I don't find myself rushing for the phone.
We all head up the stairs. Prince stops on the main level to curl up in his dog bed in the kitchen. Nana, Jonah, and I go up to the second floor. Then Jonah goes into his room, and I go into mine. Wait, Nana, I say. Come look at the jewelry box you gave me. Every time I come back from a story, the characters change to show what happened. Nana and I turn the jewelry box around until we see Lolly. She's wearing her red hood and hanging upside down from high beams in the ceiling of Dottie's tree cottage. Two identical twin girls are hanging beside her. They must be the McDooley twins. Yay! Lolly has friends now, and they are doing gymnastics. And Dottie and the wolf are sitting on the bed, playing cards and smiling.
Wow,
Nana says, looking at all the different characters on the jewelry box. You've done some amazing things, Abby. I'm so proud of you. She hands me her phone. Here you go. Call Penny. I'll get the car keys. I stare at the phone. Nana? I say. I don't need to go to Penny's.
I'll see her at school on Monday. You're only here for 2 days.
Are you sure?
Nana asks. I nod. Completely sure. I'm so lucky to have you. You love me even when I'm acting like a spoiled brat.
She pulls me into a hug. You're never a spoiled brat.
A rude brat, then, I say, inhaling her nananess.
She laughs. Abby, I understand that you want to spend time with your friends. I just miss you.
And I miss you. And I'm sorry if I was rude before. Really sorry. I love you.
I love you, too, Nana says.
For the record, I never acted like a rude or a spoiled brat,
Jonah calls out, sticking his head into my room. Nana and I laugh.
Who's hungry? Nana asks.
Me,
Jonah and I both say.
Can we have dinner for breakfast?
Jonah asks.
How about tuna melts on the bagels I got?
Nana asks, leading us downstairs to the kitchen.
Mmm, I say.
Perfect.
Can you tell us stories while we eat?
Jonah asks Nana when we reach the kitchen.
What kind of stories?
Nana asks.
About your adventures in the fairy tales, he says. Especially Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes, please, I say.
Absolutely, Nana says, taking the orange juice out of the fridge. And I want to hear about all of your adventures.
We'll tell you everything, Jonah says.
Yes, I say, everything. All of our fairy tale secrets.
Jonah and I sit down together at the kitchen table while Nana makes the tuna melts.
I love my human pack,
Jonah says, looking around with a smile.
Me too, I say.
Woof!
Prince adds, trotting over to the table. And he wags his tail, just like Owen did.